most of me, I said, nigga, I live in Hollywood for free. Nigga, I'm just trying to make shit, make shit.
What's up, guys? Thanks and welcome back to the channel. And today's edition of Crisp Blue Chronicles. There's been some very, very sad news that's been brought to my attention. But before we get there, I want to take this time to give a shout out to MediaTakeout.com, DJ Academics, and ask you to hit that bell, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. So right here is just a some footage from the most recent story Krishan has posted on our Instagram. So long blonde wig. I was looking at the skin tone, and it very well could be Krishan. I'm wondering if we are not looking at the face because it's not Blueface that's carrying her. As you know, they've recently been going back and forth on Twitter all night long. Like, it's ridiculous. So at first I didn't bother to look. I'm like, oh, it's the same drama, you know. And then I saw that it was like some situation with Haley Bailey and DDG. On any event, that situation drew up a slew of nasty texts in which one Blue stated that he threatened to send like pictures that she had previously sent him of like nasty green substance and blood in her underwear. Now, the way that DJ Academics has podcasted about this situation is that it was an STD, but that was never actually stated on any of the Twitter statements that Blue made. Media Takeout makes it seem or sound a lot worse. Per MediaTakeout.com, pregnant Krishan Rock allegedly miscarried and sent Blueface pics. And so that article goes, just when you thought that Blueface and Krishan Rock relationship drama couldn't get any worse, it just did. According to Blueface, Krishan is not pregnant anymore, and the rapper claims that he has proof. Media Takeout learned that Blueface told his followers on Twitter that Krishan allegedly sent him a photo showing her spontaneously miscarrying the child. So, I wonder if Ack knew that before he made an entire podcast about how she had an STD. And Blueface, being the gentleman that he is threatening to leak the gruesome photos for all of his followers to see. And so, of course, he'd already done that at this point in time. So we can read some of the texts. I'm sure you've already heard them. Krishan Rock says, expose what I can play that game, that expose game too. I wonder what she can expose. Because remember, I said in the very first, I did a video.
What?
She tried to run.
Babe, don't show me my bald spot. It's gonna make you look bad.
No, it's not.
Video before I actually started the whole, like, the Chronicle series. And I actually pirated that video, and I think I may have even deleted it. It's when he chased her and snatched the hair out of her head. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to keep this up because I don't condone domestic violence, and I'm not following the relationship because they're violent. I'm just following the relationship like everybody else. So, moving forward, I felt like the way he burst that door down and snatched the hair out of her head, he definitely has something in that phone that he did not want her to see. And it's not about other girls, because he's already told her to her face on live, and we saw that he's told her, yeah, I'm sleeping with my baby mother and all these other. So yeah, that wasn't it. So I'm thinking, well, use your imagination. What could possibly be posted about Blueface that would just destroy him on the charts? Speaking of, I was looking at that too, and I think that's another reason why he was standing so tall with DDG. Now that part, DJ Academics says, I agree with. Blueface cannot afford to lose any more G or street cred or whatever that kind of credit is. He really can't afford to lose that. Their popularity has been growing neck and neck. Recently, looks like Blueface has climbed just a bit further than her on the charts with his most recent nonstop tweets. trying to defend himself so that he will not lose another ally in the rap game, i.e. DDG. And in any event, so that's what I feel like. I feel like it's something to do with photos or something like that. Really, really salacious. Maybe with other rappers. Blueface says, remember that pic you sent me while your puss was bleeding? That's next. Tread lightly. I'm all for the viral activity. Even when it doesn't work, it works. Ooh. And actually, on their show, Crazy in Love, it's so funny because she literally said that. She's like, even when it doesn't work, it works. And actually, that may have been that interview that they did with Jason Lee. Shout out to Jason Lee. She said, he goes, only Ruby Rose will know if that's true. She said, Ruby Rose walks slow past every celebrity trying to get the attention. Ooh, nobody cares about that. So the article ends with, assuming what Blueface is saying is true, it might be all for the best that Krishan won't have this child. Yeah. And so yeah, I'm gonna go on to say that I feel like and then they talk about, you know, a video surfaced on social media this weekend that purports to show Krishan smoking what looks like marijuana in a nightclub last week. Media Takeout was not able to confirm when this video was taken, but Twitter seems convinced that it's recent. I don't give a shit what Twitter has to say in terms of this marijuana smoking, because guys, just like, seriously, talk to your, you know, OB about that, you know, because it's really, it's not that serious. What is serious is drinking while you're pregnant. That's something you absolutely should not do. Moving forward, I wanted to point this out, and I definitely believe Media Takeout. Well, I mean, you know, they're not saying that it's miscarried. I think they said that he stated that, but I'm almost certain it's true, because this is just a couple days ago, and it was at the Super Bowl. And so look at that face, and I believe this is what the arm is hiding. The arm is hiding the budding bump that should be there, but it's really all in her face to me that shows that the pregnancy is gone. 2 weeks ago here, you see the glow, and she's even poking her stomach out even more. She's like wanting the baby, she's ready, she's all for it. And you see that glow. And here, it literally looks like a death has taken place. And I just really want to encourage Krishan to do the best thing for Krishan. She's lived a short amount of time that seems like a lifetime to us for someone who was a complete stranger. And she's known herself her entire life, and maybe she didn't quite know herself, but I think it's time now to embark on that journey and also love yourself to life and be a part of something that's going to love you back and allow you to grow and not stifle your growth and the life inside of you. And I'm not insinuating anything, but it is definitely alleged that there were other previous pregnancies. That's no secret. And I think it's just time for Krishan to live completely and be loved back by someone that she loves just as much. Yeah, this is really, really sad. I'm just waiting for my budding flower to continue to grow and blossom and bloom and be the beautiful adorned creature of life and light that she was intended to be. Really quickly, just speaking on Blue and his whole from his whole perspective. I think I'd already mentioned it, but definitely the relationship started with the attraction that he had to her. Was the attraction that he had to her was not just a physical attraction. Blue had an agenda. Starting that Blueface Girls Club was Ratchet TV. Kashawn made for Ratchet TV, and then it just started to look like absolute gold to him. She was attractive. She was crazy about him. She is talented, and I mean at that point how I was looking to him, and so all these things is a go, go, go. The issue was he hadn't thought that she was going to be as completely masculine, and she is a boss. And I don't think he completely saw her coming. And so there was two games being played. There was a situation where Kashawn was allowing herself to be underplayed, right? And just kind of being a bit low key. Yes, even I will say even a bit low key, even with all the fighting. But you notice she didn't start hitting him until later. So she started out, you know, low key with it, and he was a complete everything he is the entire time. But you see, I think the relationship looked attractive because I can have this girl. I don't have to keep on rapping and doing all this thing. I can manage her. I get the money. I get the girl anytime I want. I get other girls. And so there was very little being asked for of Blue in this situation. It would have just have taken a bit more respect and everything would have been fine. It's a shame, but it is entertaining to watch. Their children be given so much money, because that's what I feel like I'm looking at. If you give them about 10 years, even 5, they'll say and regret all, like half of the shit has gone on. 5, definitely 10. But what are the chances that that time will even come around with so much access to toxic ingredients? You're already dealing with a toxic canvas. Well, all parties will be in my prayers, and hopefully yours too.
Same advice everybody else would get. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody get to you. Shit like that.